pissed off, whatever it is.
She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
Game over, man! Game over!
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
You are invited to an open house where horror will be your host.
Don't fall asleep.
Welcome to the Gavin in the Woods podcast. We are talking about a fishing trip from hell this week, which is all fishing trips, really.
Especially for the ladies on Tinder afterwards who have to look at said photos of men with the fish that they caught.
I don't know if you know guy maths, but guy maths is fish picture plus picture of BAXR6 Falcon equals legs spread.
Oh, but only by other men.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dudes don't realize they're not marketing to other dudes.
Everything about men, everything that men do, either even like working out, getting muscles, the tank tops, fish photos, it's all just geared to attracting other men.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah. We just do not give a shit. And you know what? If they all just did that over by themselves in the corner, it would be fine. It's when they come over and start trying to bother us, that's when it becomes an issue.
Aren't you a big Jason Momoa stan?
That's different.
How is it different? He's like a big muscle man guy.
We're not talking about Jason Momoa.
So if Jason Momoa had a Tinder profile where he's holding a fish and his next picture is a fucking BAXR8 Falcon with cop rims on the back because he's been doing burnouts.
No, because by the cover of like his magazines, he wouldn't be holding a fish. He knows what to hold. Have you seen the picture of Jason Momoa on the cover of Esquire where he is just holding a black cat?
Yeah.
My vagina literally blew off across the room. Like, it was just off. Like, it just left. It left. It just, it blew all the way to Spain or wherever the fuck the photo shoot was.
I imagine it was more like Noel's head in the thing. It just fell on the floor and grew legs. And
it just blew
off. Off it went.
Went over, boarding pass, little hat on its way to Greece. La la la. Peanuts. Literally what happened.
I thought you said penis.
Oh, my Lord. Not unless it's an attached to a Momoa. Oh, no. My Lord. Yeah, no.
No.
No. Oh, my God. Have you seen the footage of him just in his tight, like,
no,
gym outfit riding his bicycle? And you're like, sweet Jesus, look out for that thing. It's going to get caught in the spokes.
Oh.
And then he sees someone like with a plastic water bottle.
Yeah.
And then he puts his hand down his pants and pulls out his aluminium water bottle. Disappoints so many people simultaneously. Because the whole video, you don't know the first time it came on and everyone was just like, oh my lordy. It would be like the first time, if you're on Total Recall, it was the first time that guy opens the shirt and little Quarto comes out.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, oh, you don't want to stare, but you got to have a look at it, but you don't want to be rude. So there's that fine line between having a look and, you know, talking about the resistance movement.
Yeah.
It was like that, except you don't care about staring, but you're just like, oh my lord, I feel faint.
How are you comparing a cheeky look at someone's junk, which we all do, to
why would you not?
The revelation of a sentient freak growing out of someone's chest?
You didn't see the size of this thing. Oh my lord. And I was ready to sit up all night and talk to it, believe you me.
Fair enough.
I was ready to have a deep and meaningful conversation with that. Woo!
Michael Ironside comes in and shoots it.
Oh, my God. I love Michael Ironside. Just on a tangent nerd note.
Yes.
Excellent actor. Very underrated. King of B-grade 80s movies.
Yeah, he's just that he looks that little bit too much like Jack Nicholson. Which is why he just kind of – look, I'm not questioning his choices or anything like that, but every time I've seen him, I was like, fuck, that dude looks like a muscular Jack Nicholson.
Oh.
Which has got to go against you when you're going for movie roles.
Well, that – and he just had like really exaggerated male pattern baldness, which began when he was like 8.
Yeah, but you can just shave your head. You're fine.
I don't know. He looks like he's got that kind of head that, I don't know. He's like, I bless him. Like, and I love him. And this is like why I love the 80s, because it was back in the day when you used to have people that had different looking faces, i.e. you had fucking fat and ugly people in movies, which you don't get today. Everyone's too fucking pretty and beautiful. Back in the 80s, all the fuglies were out there, and damn it, movies were better for it.
Yeah.
Bring back the fuglies.
Bring back the fuggos.
This is what shits me about Mad Max Fury Road. It's just like, oh my God, it's killed off 99.99999% of humanity, except all the lady supermodels, apparently.
You're telling me they're not going to survive the apocalypse?
Not, yeah, but not one fuggo in there.
Not in their survival skills and their street smarts, no, but there is going to be... There's going to be aggressive lesbians and rich men working very hard to preserve them.
No, but you've got to get up to a certain stage.
You do.
Yeah.
No. I like the fact that they had to make Chris Hemsworth ugly. They had to use prosthetics to fug him up.
This is how bullshit Hollywood is these days. They would rather take a $20 million Hemsworth and spend 8 hours a day on prosthetics rather than giving some poor fucking ugly bloke a fucking job. You know what that is? That's fucking appropriation, Hemsworth. Fuck off and give the fuglies back their acting jobs.
He's doing fug face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like fucking Nicole Kidman in the fucking Hours, give her an Oscar. No, make her give a fucking apology.
Yeah.
With that nose.
Don't appropriate my culture with your fug face.
Damn straight. It's fucking, I'm bringing it back for the fuglies.
It's one of the reasons I can't stand most Australian films, especially when they make something that's like a wartime period thing.
Mm.
And they go back to like Gallipoli and all this kind of stuff. And you've got all these gorgeous fucking 6'3" NIDA graduates who've never worked a day in their lives because they all come from money.
Mm.
They've all got ex-model parents and their parents are in fucking you look at them and it's just like not one of you people would have existed in the 1915 era. None of you.
No.
You pretty fucks.
No, no.
And they try and act all awkward. No. It's like I can see through that straight away.
No, you know where they were? They were in a lab, okay, waiting to be grown by the fucking Nazis. That's where they were with your fucking 6-foot-tall, blue eyes, blonde hair. Bullshit.
That's why they can't do Australian period pieces anymore because none of these fucking pretty cunts are genuine people.
Yeah.
They're all just like, oh, I can really, you know, vamp this up and be street. No, you can't.
No.
You look like a white dude in an 80s rap video fucking doing a white breakdance. It's bad.
No. This is why we need to bring back, we need more Michael Ironsides. We need more Humphrey Bogarts.
Yeah.
Ugly as fuck. But my Lord, they could tell a compelling story. Usually because a lot of it is you're like, you've got to be one charming motherfucker to like seduce Lauren Bacall when you got a face like Humphrey fucking Bogart.
Yeah, you do.
Sure. But
I still think you're unfairly classifying Michael Ironside. Like he's a good looking dude.
No, he's not.
Okay, well.
See, again, it's just men trying to attract other men. Trust me, I'm going to speak for the ladies here.
Okay.
And no offense, because I love, like, Michael Ironside. Like, if I closed my eyes and he started talking to me, he's got a deep, gravelly voice.
Yeah.
But fucking Jesus, when the lights come on, fucking Quarto lives. Ah, what the fuck?
Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyway. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Your phone keeps pinging, though. Is that your? Is that all the guys with fish in their profiles?
Is it? I can't hear it pinging.
Yeah, it's pinging. Is it? Yeah.
Is that what? Oh.
You're getting loads of messages. Oh.
No, it's no one I talk to. Here, just turn my phone off.
I don't know how to turn your phone off.
I don't know. Well, clearly I don't know how to turn it off either because I thought I'd turned it off.
It's got a code on it and stuff.
Well, here, give me the...
I don't know.
I was just going to tell you, and then I'm like, I'm just telling everyone online what my thing is. There we go. Okay, there we go.
You don't know how to put your own phone on silent?
Well, I don't know. It barely works. It occasionally just turns on.
Okay.
The other day I had to burn some sage at it because it just kept flicking between different pages that I had opened and directories. And I'm like, are you possessed or are you just 8 years old? So there we go. So before we go ghost hunting, I might have to get a new phone because my phone could be giving false signals.
Okay.
Of supernatural occurrences. Like, oh my God, it's possessed. Nah, it's just shit, mate.
It's just old.
Yeah.
It's still running on ice cream version 3.
My phone is the fugly of Hollywood. Oh, my Lord. But you know what? It's so weird.
What's that?
Talking about men and their bloody fishing trips, would you believe that brings us to the topic of this week?
Cool.
What are the chances?
Pretty good.
Oh, my Lord. Honestly, what is it with men and private fishing trips?
Don't look at me. I'm not a man.
I can't quit you, seems to just be the general consensus of what's going on. Now, we're going to do a story that occurred in 2022.
That's quite new for us.
Yes. Now, there hasn't been a final court ruling.
Okay, so we're talking about something that is sub judice.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Right. There's everything is allegedly.
Right. Okay.
On July the 9th, 2022.
Right.
Allegedly.
God, okay. Yep.
Two men set out to go elbow deep and do a little bit of noodling together.
Oh, we're catfishing.
Fondle some catfish.
Nice.
I can't believe you, of course you knew what that is, fucking men.
Yeah. Want to see my falcon?
Oh, God. So they were just going to do a little canoodling together. That is until Bigfoot was summoned.
Hang on, what? This went zero to Bigfoot pretty quickly. What?
We're not fucking around.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's literally after you exchange one message with a man on Tinder.
Yeah.
Dick pic! That is until Bigfoot was summoned. A fight to the death ensued. And one friend would kill another.
Oh.
To save himself from Bigfoot.
What the fuck?
As this fishing picnic went from snacks to strangulation, in this week's episode of Picnic at Strangling Rock.
What, did he find the one ring and had to strangle his friend over it? What?
Or noodles, canoodles and catfish, a recipe for murder.
Oh.
Or catfish and Bigfoot.
Nice.
Allegedly.
Mind you, did Bigfoot just see a redneck put his arm inside a fish and just go, finally, a fleshlight for me?
Don't mind if I do. If you're putting it out there.
Catfish, Bigfoot's fleshlight. Have you got those little moustache for handles?
Oh, see, this is really the best example of, like, don't do anything to anybody that you're not happy for another being to do to you.
I'm pretty sure that's not what Jesus meant. when he dropped that wisdom.
I don't know. I have a feeling this is exactly
probably
what he had in mind.
Because they were heaps into fishing.
Oh, on Saturday. No, he wasn't. Jesus was the first vegan.
You fucking idiot. He ate fish.
No, because remember, he goes to that wedding and there's not enough food for everybody. So what did Jesus do? Jesus formed the fish and loaves.
No, that's the Sermon on the Mount.
What do you do when you form it?
No.
Vegan. Make it together. Soy, potato flakes.
Okay. What happened? The Sermon on the Mount, he fed 5,000 people with loaves and fishes. I think he just made fish cakes. That's how you spread that out.
Vegan fish cakes.
The wedding at Canaan was the one where he made the wine.
Yeah, fuck on. Woo!
Yeah, and he was heaps into fishing. Like, he was literally a fisherman.
Was he, though?
He was a carpenter. He was a carpenter and a fisherman. He had a fucking ski boat probably down the Murray. Probably into wakeboarding.
That was just in his teen years when he was trying to attract girls.
Can you imagine Jesus as a fucking modern-day tradie with an Amarok and a radio too loud at 7 in the morning?
Oh, my God, in Tinder with a fish.
Yeah.
Looking for a bestial virgin. You're on the wrong app, mate.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
He's got a bloke's advice sticker on his fucking donkey.
Oh, my God. There's our next bit of merchandise. Jesus with a fish. On Saturday, July 9th, 2022, in Pontotoc County, which is in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Larry Sanders, aged 53, not the
not well-known. The Larry Sanders? No, yeah, okay.
Not the well-known comedian.
Right.
Another Larry Sanders.
Okay.
I did look. I did look at the photos just to check.
Yeah.
Because that would be awkward if I said it wasn't and then it was.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's another one.
Oh, is that Bigfoot?
Larry Sanders, aged 53, and Jimmy Knighton headed down to a remote part of the South Canadian River.
Right.
Why there is a Canadian River in Oklahoma, I don't know.
Maybe if you follow it, it goes to Canada.
But then don't call it the Canadian River if it's going through Canada and America. I find that very confusing.
Maybe they call it the Oklahoma River in Canada.
Oh, my God. This is why nobody can get along, and this is why the first explorers fucking died. They're like, oh, we're on the Canadian River. Oh, we're in Canada. What? We better go down to get back to America. Fuck, we're in Mexico. How does this happen? Now, when did that guy flying the fucking planes got lost? Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I mean, look, it's got to be a fucking long river to go from Oklahoma to Canada, but.
Oh, there's lots of names in the world. I'm just saying. Spread it out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was like the fucking, when the fucking UK lot, when they got over here. Ooh, it's the new South of Wales.
Yeah. Can you imagine naming a subtropical scleriful paradise after Wales? That's just odd.
Oh, my God. The South bit too. But we'll put new so people won't get confused between Australia and Wales.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, excuse me. Larry and Jimmy had actually gone to high school together back in the day.
Yeah.
But had then lost contact for a few decades until fate would bring them back together. Larry had, over the years, gotten himself in trouble and had times struggled with problems stemming from drug and alcohol abuse.
Who hasn't?
I know. I struggle every Friday night.
Yeah.
When they try to kick me out.
It's Thursday. You're struggling right now.
Nothing a kebab won't fix.
No.
Vegan kebab. But he'd been trying to put all of that behind him from some time now.
Good.
Jimmy thought he would keep Larry out of trouble by taking him noodling.
Bit of noodling.
Now, I'm going to explain noodling for the people who aren't you or dudes.
Okay.
Okay, so basically noodling. It is enjoyed mostly in the southern parts of America.
Well, it's where the catfish are.
I found out, oh my God, it's actually banned in most states in the US.
Right.
Technically, it's only allowed in 14 states.
Like child marriage. Yeah.
All the rest, it's banned. Okay, basically what it is noodling is basically you go down to the river.
Yeah.
And sometimes you put your head below the water, sometimes you don't. Basically, and this is, it's very murky water. Yeah. It's muddy. You can't see what's in there.
No.
You have to just go around fondling the banks.
Yep.
Until you find a hole.
Yes.
It's like one man trying to give sex education to another. Blindly feel around. You found the mud. You've gone too far. Come back. So you basically just fondle around. And if you find a hole,
yeah,
you go, woo! Yeah, just blindly, just shove your whole arm in the hole.
Yes.
And then whenever what's in the hole bites you, you basically just rip it out.
Yeah, you let it bite you, basically swallow your hand.
Yeah.
Form a fist so it can't spit you out and then pull it out.
Just grab it by the entrails and
we are going to need rednecks in the apocalypse.
No, we're not. Just just take some jam. So that's what you do. You basically just stick your hand in the hole. Yeah. So, but the question is, okay, so why is it banned? Why would the US government care how you catch your fish?
Yeah.
There's actually two good reasons.
Okay.
The first is to preserve fish stock numbers, as catfish resides in their holes during spawning time.
Yes.
And so basically it's usually like the men who are there trying to defend the eggs from being eaten.
Yes.
So if you scoop out all the catfish, there's no more little baby catfish being born.
Yeah.
You decimate the population. So don't do it when it's rooting season.
Yeah.
The other reason, and this comes from, this is an actual scientific paper that comes from Timothy W. Dwyer from the University of Central Oklahoma.
Okay.
When he wrote his paper called, quote, Human Mortality Rate of Noodling Catfish in Oklahoma.
This has claimed lives?
This is an exact quote from the paper, okay? Yeah. Quote, the mortality rate per capita for noodling indicates that it is an extremely dangerous in comparison to other forms of fishing.
I had no idea.
People literally die every year from canoodling catfish.
Wow.
Because there's actually a long list of ways that you can die.
Right.
Okay. The first one, obviously, is drowning.
Yes.
Okay. And that's just not, oh my God, what? I got in the water, I can't swim. No. People have, so they've gone in to like grab the catfish, and then either bits of their clothing or jewelry has got, you know, caught like in the hole.
Yeah, because there's tree roots and all sorts of shit going on there. Yeah.
It's the reasons why you're not supposed to be, you know, canoodling in the river.
Yeah.
So then either, so they've gone underwater and they have drowned, or they've been caught and then the river has risen.
Yeah.
And they're stuck and they have drowned.
Yeah.
The other way that people have died is there is also the issue that not every hole in a river has a catfish in it.
Some have gators.
Other creatures that reside in these holes, according to the mortality paper, include, but are not limited to, snapping turtles.
Oh, fuck. Oh, they're vicious.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Including poisonous ones.
Yes.
Beavers.
Oh, yeah, they bite the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Especially
put your hand down a beaver.
Yeah.
When it's unprepared. Woo! The other animal is alligators.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't go canoodling.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, people die doing it.
Imagine getting a snapping turtle. Have you seen the footage of those fuckers?
Oh, no.
They are nasty. Like, people talk about how dangerous Australia is. Oh, it's not. Not compared to the shit they got in the States.
Oh, no, we're nah.
Nah, we got fuck all.
Oh, we got everything, man. We got baby-eating dingoes.
Yeah, which is a small dog. Smaller than a coyote.
We've got like those, like giant fairy spiders.
America has spiders.
But we got big fairy ones.
We got big fairy ones. Like we've got like redbacks and black widows and all that sort of stuff, but they're manageable. They're manageable. Huntsmen are fine.
Oh, okay. Until they're in your face.
So, okay, great white sharks. America has those. America has plenty of.
Do they?
Yeah.
Where?
Have you not seen Jaws?
Is that a great white?
That's a great white.
Oh.
Yeah. No, America has great whites. They have them up the coast past Mexico into California. Mm. And they also get them on the Atlantic coast because they're migratory. So, yes, they have great whites. America has bears. They have megafauna like moose. They have bison. They got fucking alligators. They're way more dangerous than us. They got wild cats.
To me, it's not that. Like, I'd be like, oh, my God, look at the little cougar. Like, kitty, kitty, kitty. It's the fucking schools that terrify me.
It's also America is also full of Americans.
Fucking everyone is fucking strapped with an Uzi. That terrifies me more than
I'm just going to say it now, though. Australia needs to stop trying to trade on this bullshit reputation that we're some dangerous fucking outpost. We're not.
But, oh, my God, look how many backpackers we kill, though.
Yeah, but that was Ivan Milat's dead. What do they reckon in America? There's something like 40 active serial killers in America.
No, seriously.
It's fucking nuts.
Talk about men with fish. God.
But Australia, like, there's a bit of the top end where there's crocs. And that's it.
The people are going to start coming in.
Well, there's nothing. The most dangerous thing about Australia is the fact that it is uninhabitable.
Well, no, because no one could afford a fucking house. But well, anyway.
There's that. But there's also because 98% of our land mass is desert.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've given our only source of artesian fresh water to the mining industry.
Yeah.
So make fucking sense of that.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it, Australia's got to stop trying to trade on the fact that we're some kind of scary fucking outpost, because we're not. We are a sanitized, safe place.
Oh, God.
We are.
And that's why it's like, do you want Australia to ever get a root again? Stop, like, dishing our image, man. We've got years. Do you know how many roots we get just from being Australian? Because everyone's like, oh, they're tough and dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say 95% of people in this country have never seen a real snake. Look, we grew up in the bush. We saw them all the time. We had to fucking run around them when we were playing football on the oval because there was Browns sunning themselves and stuff like that.
I remember once one, and this is not funny because I'm an animal lover and this is not cool. But I don't know what this snake did, but this particular snake particularly offended my dad.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because it was trying to throw itself like at the kids, or probably the dog, which would have got him more upset.
Yeah.
My dad just appeared out of nowhere. And like, you've got shovels, but he's also got this, like, he had this really super long-handled shovel that he stole from the mines.
Yeah.
Like a 6-foot handle. Like, it was ridiculous. Well, the next thing I know is he's got this brown snake on this, like, shovel and just yeeted it. Like, just like flung it like it was a fucking Olympic sport.
Like and a woomera.
It got height and range.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, just like as a little kid, just seeing this fucking, it was incredible. This fucking snake, like, I believe I can fly. Like, it just went forever.
Yeah.
Like, forever.
That's good.
Oh, my God.
Because it would have survived that.
Anyway, it's not cool. Yeah. Not cool. But anyway.
My grandfather just had lead fishing weights on the end of a piece of wire.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Nah. But they're important for the ecosystem.
They are.
You know. And like I said, how many backpackers do they take out? Excuse me. So where were we? Okay. Alligators.
Yes.
Don't go into the holes. Before, you know, John shows up and just like, oh my God, it's more dangerous than Australia, whatever. The day was going without an incident.
Yeah.
Until an undisclosed incident caused a disagreement in the afternoon between the two men and an argument ensued. It was at this point, now we talk about getting from column A to column B quickly.
Yeah.
It was at this point that Larry came to the conclusion that Jimmy had tricked him into coming down to this remote part of the river. He had clearly not brought him here to noodle.
Oh.
But in fact, brought him down here to die.
He'd been catfished. Catfishing. No.
Catfishing. The ultimate catfish. Larry said that Jimmy had, though it is undisclosed how.
Yeah.
Jimmy had summoned Bigfoot to come to the river and kill Larry and eat his body as an offering.
Okay. Your Honor.
Allegedly.
That's a whole new level of the glove doesn't fit OJ, isn't it? Wow.
There has still not been an explanation as to either how he summoned Bigfoot or how he came to this conclusion.
Yeah.
But he knew. So Larry confronted Jimmy that he knew about his Bigfoot plan. I'm fucking on to you, mate.
So at this point, Bigfoot hasn't been seen.
Jimmy attempted to flee from Larry.
Okay.
Which is, some might say, would be what you do when your friend goes fucking stark raving mad and starts accusing you of summoning Bigfoot to kill him.
Yeah.
Or what you would do if you had just summoned Bigfoot and were trying to flee the area before he showed up to eat your friend.
Yeah.
Just saying, it's a tough call.
How do you reckon you summon Bigfoot? I reckon it's with an acoustic guitar. It's got to be.
With like, going to be my Wonderwall.
It would have been Wonderwall for sure. That's how you do it. Only a song so evil.
I was going to say, no, that's how you clear out a party. Yeah. Oh, my God. I think, don't you just, to summon Bigfoot, don't you just clank all your empty, like, Jim Beam cams together?
And say loudly, I'm glad there's no big feet out here. So we can enjoy our lovely camping trip.
Start singing your new genre-defining version of Jolene.
Jolene?
I'm just having a dig at.
We know who you're having a dig at.
Yeah. I'm just saying I don't like it. Anyway.
Fair enough.
So he's come to the conclusion, oh, my God, Bigfoot has been summoned. Bigfoot is on his way. Yeah. He's been called. That's what that ding was. Bigfoot's coming. Larry confronted Jimmy. He knew about his Bigfoot plan. Jimmy is attempting to flee from Larry.
Yes.
Larry very quickly came to the conclusion the only way he could stop Bigfoot from coming and killing him was to stop Jimmy from getting away.
Right.
No, I'm not sure why.
This makes very little sense.
Well, you know, he had a moment to decide.
Yeah.
Do I stop Jimmy from fleeing the area or do I not? Ooh, this could be, it's that pinnacle moment in the movie. You can't come back from this decision.
There's part of me where even if I'd been lured into the bush by a clearly murderous former friend who had just finished doing some kind of strange pagan ritual and smearing himself with deer feces and stuff like that. And you go, what are you doing? And he goes, Bigfoot will now appear and eat you. Part of me would be like, I get to see Bigfoot.
That's
kind of cool.
You know, it's just like, so should I put an extra burger patty on for him? I mean, I guess if you've invited him, it would be rude to leave. Yeah, I still want to know how he summoned Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Because that's it. Because, yeah, I imagine it's not something that you can do discreetly.
I imagine it involves a lot of urine.
Oh.
Lots of smells.
Was it the moment that Jimmy just started pissing on Larry? Yeah. That he's like, hang on.
What are you doing, summoning Bigfoot?
Yeah, I mean, oh, well, sorry.
He goes, I'm going to summon Bigfoot now, and it involves me kissing you on the lips. In a very Brokeback Mountain kind of way.
Oh, honestly, it's the only way that we can deter him. It's not gay if we're repelling Bigfoot.
Just got turned on by his fish pictures.
It's when you've got your hand in the hole, don't make eye contact with your fishing buddy.
Oh, especially if like your fishing buddy's had you blindfolded the whole time. I'm not even in the water. Where's the hole? Just... Bit, little to the left.
A little to the left.
Very
wet here.
Ugh.
Actually, I think if you and your fishing buddy make direct eye contact, like while you're noodling, I think that's how you summon Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, that's gay.
Yeah.
That's so gay. But imagine being lured out into the bush.
No, that's like summoning Liberace. That's not summoning Bigfoot.
But just imagine being lured out to go noodling by an old school friend, having a blindfold on the whole time, taking it off and realizing you are fisting him in a campground. There's the snapping turtle.
Again, you know what? The guy had allegedly been doing meth in the deep south before. I think his dad's worst experience has been waking up.
Yeah.
So I don't even think that makes his top 10. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So all he knows is that Larry needs to stop Jimmy from getting him away. Like he can't get away or that's it. He's
yeah
kaput. So Larry struck Jimmy, then attempted to strike him again. The two men in their 50s.
Yeah.
Now late in the afternoon, after they've been canoodling all day, began to fight.
I'm guessing they're not the most athletic specimens.
Larry hit Jimmy with a piece of wood.
Oh!
That sound effect.
Okay.
When you say struck him with wood, their fight ended up on the ground.
Well, I bet it did.
More Bigfoot summoning going on here. And the two men struggled against each other. Rolling around on the ground, fighting to be on top of each other.
Yeah.
For an hour.
Oh, get fucked. They did not.
An hour.
No, you've got maybe 2 minutes in you at best.
An hour.
Yeah, that's...
Larry has said the two of them struggled against each other on the ground for an hour.
Well, Viagra will give you the staying power needed.
Fucking, it's like, oh my God, they're trying to start a fucking campfire. Just stop rubbing them sticks together. You're going to burn the fucking forest down.
We've both got red lightsabers.
Oh my God. Maybe that's why Sasquatch was going to show up, to just tell them to, like, do not start fires in the forest. Oh no, what's that bear? Smokey the Bear?
Smokey the Bear, yeah.
Yeah. That's how you summon a bear into the woods.
Oh, yeah.
An hour of grown men rubbing their sticks against each other. So for an hour, yeah. Alleges Larry, and Larry was there.
Yeah.
You know, he remembers every detail.
Yeah.
Every rub at this stage. They struggled against each other for an hour. Larry also attempted to drown Jimmy.
Oh.
The struggling didn't work. He attempted to drown him. Eventually, Larry managed to get the upper hand and began to strangle Jimmy to death.
Oh.
Although after an hour of struggling, how do you have the strength?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ugh.
You just lay on top of him.
Ugh. Floppy cock.
Oh.
Oh, if it was Momoa. Oh, God, I'd die happy. Once Jimmy was dead, Larry walked back to Jimmy's nearby pickup truck and drove the truck back to his daughter's house. Okay, so that's Larry drove it to Larry's daughter's.
Right.
So not only is he, like, rubbed up against him, killed him, now he's stolen his truck.
Yeah.
Confused as to what was happening when only one of the men returned from their two-man fishing trip.
Yeah.
Jimmy's son asked where his father was.
Right.
Okay, so Larry has gone to his daughter's place.
Yes.
Jimmy's son was at Larry's daughter's place.
So they were struggling for an hour too.
We'll come back to that.
Oh, God.
Confused as to what was happening because only one of the men had returned, Larry's son asked where his father was.
Yeah.
To which Larry replied, quote, "Your dad's not coming back."
Okay.
Larry's daughter turned to Jimmy's son, who was there because Jimmy's son was in a relationship with Larry's daughter.
God. Good God.
Layer upon layer upon layer.
Yeah.
And this was the reason why the two men had reconnected all these decades later.
Imagine that conversation. You've fallen out with one of your friends from school, and then suddenly it's just like, my son is boning your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go fishing.
Yeah. Go canoodling.
Wow.
Just get my Sasquatch call and flute. Diddle-diddle-do. We'll fucking see how this lasts. Larry told his daughter that he had killed Jimmy because Jimmy had summoned Bigfoot to kill him.
It's genius, really. I mean, are you going to get Bigfoot to appear in court?
Jimmy's son phoned the police. Police are, can you imagine trying to explain that to the dispatch? Because when they're, you're like, oh, I need a cop. Why do you need a cop? Okay. I'm stooping this guy's daughter and my dad took him out canoodling and now one of them has come back but he had to kill him because Bigfoot was coming to kill him. So instead he killed my dad.
It's like a fucking Jelly Roll album. Pre-country music.
Police arrived. They noted that Larry appeared to be, quote, intoxicated on something.
Just a touch.
The affidavit from the first police officer on the scene reads, so, you know, police have to write their little notes.
Yep.
Quote, she, Larry's daughter, claimed Larry later returned to the residence frantic and talking about Bigfoot. Larry claimed Jimmy was trying to feed Larry to Bigfoot. So Larry had to kill Jimmy. Larry mentioned something about strangling Jimmy and possibly firing two shots from a pistol.
Right.
Whole other level in there. That's
crazy, yeah.
Police ran a little, you know, check on Larry.
Yes.
Turns out he was actually wanted for an outstanding warrant for a completely unrelated matter.
Okay.
So police arrested Larry for his outstanding warrant.
Yep.
And took him to the Pontotoc County Jail. During his interview with the authorities, Larry provided officers with a map showing where Jimmy's body was located. So they couldn't go out then and there because by now it was dark, it was nightfall, so they called it off, we're going to go first thing in the morning.
Also, Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, Bigfoot is still, he's still hungry, he was summoned, who's he going to eat? On the next day, on Sunday the 10th of July, authorities found Jimmy's body by the river as described by Larry. The body was taken away for autopsy to confirm the cause of death. Because even though you've got, he's like, oh, yeah, I only killed him and I struggled him. And there was like, oh, and we were struggling. And there was that. They've still got to confirm what this madman is saying.
Yes.
Larry was then formally charged with murder in the first degree of Jimmy Knighton. Jimmy's ex-wife, Stacy Keel, told reporters about Jimmy that he was, quote, he's just a good old country boy. He is a person that would genuinely love you to death.
Oh.
Is that really the comment you say about someone who's just been murdered for allegedly trying to lure someone into the woods to kill them with Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Is that... I find that a very weird statement.
People grieve in different ways and giving poorly thought out interviews is one of them.
He genuinely love you to death.
He was a great man. He would lure you into the bush and he would drown you with kisses.
It literally sounds like it should be like the tagline for like a horror poster.
Yeah.
Like he would genuinely love you to death.
Yeah.
Sexy when it's Jensen Ackles. Not so much when it's like Jimmy from Crackdown. Going on, she said, quote, I am heartbroken for Larry's family and especially his kids. Not only are they tied to Jimmy, but now they have to live with the fact that their dad is the one that did this.
No.
Stacy started a GoFundMe to cover Jimmy's funeral expenses and to maintain the household for the kids.
Yeah.
Well, technically it's her household.
Yes, it is.
Now, but, you know.
And Bigfoot repellent is very expensive.
A motion for a speedy trial in the case against Larry was denied Tuesday in Pontiac County District Court in December of 2022.
Yes.
Larry's court-appointed attorney, also called Larry, filed paperwork in court indicating that Larry intends to have a defense of mental illness or insanity at the time of the murder.
That's a safe bet.
Literally right there.
Yeah.
That, I know the chances of people actually getting off by reason of insanity is very slight.
Yeah.
But if you only get one shot, I reckon you're going to, there's the good time to roll the dice on that one.
The prosecution calls Bigfoot.
We'll get to that.
Oh, my God.
In August of 2023, the defense filed a motion for a speedy trial indicating Larry believed the state had violated his right to such. The submitted paperwork claims that Larry believes the state had a, quote, lack of diligence and, quote, an utter disregard for due process of law and the liberty of the interest of its citizens. The state has refuted this claim by pointing out that they've only asked for one continuance. And the reason for this was because they needed to secure an expert witness due to him claiming his defense of insanity. And went on to say that delays in the case have been due to the defendant's filings and/or motions. The judge found that the state of Oklahoma should be granted time to obtain its own psychological expert for the case. I have a feeling that because it's Bigfoot,
yeah,
nobody wants to put their name to this one.
No. No credible scientist is going near this.
They are literally, the defense department is just working their way through the yellow pages. Just, oh, you want me to? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a case against who? I'm sorry. Ah. So the court found that the state of Oklahoma is pursuing such a witness within a reasonable time and denied Sanders' motion. So the legal process is continuing. If found guilty, Larry could face the death penalty. And local press believes that the local prosecutor will be pushing for the death penalty in this case. Now, what's interesting, okay? Now, while I was researching this, so like obviously, you know, I'm going through, I'm doing searches on his names and the dates and
yeah.
I'm finding all these different, you know, articles and now there's this new feature where you can go to like the co-pilot.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can put in questions and it will come up with stuff. And then down the bottom, for you, if you also want to, you know, continue on, it will put in like what are the top three things that people will then type into their search engine when looking up for this subject matter.
Yeah.
So there's like, you know, the three questions of like, oh, you know, has the court date been settled? Blah, blah, blah. So there's the top three. Do you want to know what the third top thing put into the search engine about reading from this case was?
Is Bigfoot real?
No.
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 Okay.
It's people trying to get to the truth, to the heart of the investigation.
Right.
Legitimate. People have searched the question. Quote, is there any evidence of Bigfoot's involvement? Don't you think the news story would have led with that part of
You'd
the story?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Talk about burying the lead. You don't pop that in at the bottom. And by the way, our reporter did speak to Bigfoot and Bigfoot denies ever being summoned.
It's pretty funny that Bigfoot might be proved by a murder case. Kind of like in the same way they got Al Capone for tax evasion, you know?
Bigfoot will finally show up to clear his name, to deny any involvement in the murder of Jimmy or the attempted murder and eating
yeah.
of Larry.
I'm going to put a bet on it right now. Within 10 years, he's going to be involved in some kind of dispute with Amber Heard. And that's where we'll finally see Bigfoot. Amber Heard shattered my tree nest.
Yeah, just, oh, just Bigfoot, just a ruined and broken cryptid. And you know what? I will watch that trial live too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
So, yes, the final case has not as yet gone before the court.
Okay.
So we will keep you updated the second that Bigfoot shows up or we get any more news on this case.
His execution should be that he has to go noodling in a river that is exclusively snapping turtles. Just the worst game of Hungry Hungry Hippos you could imagine.
Oh my God, maybe that's how they like announce, like it's not like, you know, like if you're like going to set free or you're going to die, you just put your hand in the hole and then just wait and see what happens. Like if there's just someone giving you a firm like handshake, you're released.
Yeah.
Or it's like, yeah, snapping turtles that then eat you to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puts a bit of fun into it.
Yeah.
Takes it, relieves a bit of the stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just putting that out there. So what do you think? Do you think?
I think it's a tragedy. There's two families destroyed, probably a relationship destroyed, and Bigfoot's name dragged through the mud.
Mm.
The good name of Bigfoot.
Like a 50-year-old canoodling man by the banks of the Canadian River.
I love that Diddy's doing all his shit and this is still the thing we come up with. This is the topical news that we find.
Well, you know, it's like it's fun finding about two 53-year-old men rubbing against each other for an hour while Bigfoot watches on. Diddy possibly doing things to... Oh, it's just it's not fun.
No, it's not.
Oh. But, you know, sure, I'll put it to the list. We'll get to it one day.
No, we're not touching Diddy.
We'd be the only ones who haven't. Been touched by Diddy.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There we go. So justice for Bigfoot, I say.
Yes.
And if someone offers to take you canoodling in the woods, say no.
Yeah.
Just cut that down before it happens. I'm just saying, especially if they bring their summoning ritual bag. I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
But you know what? Just wait and offer if someone wants to take you down to go hunting for the Mothman.
Ah.
Because real Mothman eat the carpet.
Yeah, the dick goes in the bin. Doesn't matter if it's wasteful. Dick goes in the bin.
In the bin.